providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
PER, politics and finance, and politics and economics, I guess I should say, if we're going to stick with the same name. You guys, one thing that's really bothering me right now is we have a very important candidate out there right now who is not getting any Secret Service protection, and that's Robert F. Kennedy. Read about that yesterday, and I think that that is absolutely terrible. When you forgot the word, so I took a synonym with it. Anyway, what I want to say is I think it's terrible that RFK is not getting Secret Service protection. Jim, you want to comment on that?
You bet. You know, this shows you how far the Biden White House and the Democratic Party will go to control the direction in the future, not only of the party, but protect Joe Biden. Here's this, you know, the reality. It's not like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. doesn't have good justification to be concerned about his safety. His father was murdered in the Democratic primary in 1968. His uncle was murdered as president of the United States in 1963. And here's some of the facts that he's presented, that Robert F. Kennedy's presented, that when Teddy Kennedy, his uncle, ran for office, and before he'd actually made his claim that he was running for office, he got Secret Service protection 441 days out. And he was running against an incumbent, Jimmy Carter, Democrat, and Jimmy Carter approved the Secret Service. John McCain got Secret Service 551 days out. Obama got it 551 days out. The fact that the Biden administration is not going to give him Secret Service protection shows absolute criminal, in my view, criminal efforts to undermine candidacies, even within his own party, as they're doing against the other players on the Republican side.
I couldn't agree more, Jim. I just could not agree more. I think that the administration is probably very worried about the fact that RFK could probably run away with the election, because Democrats are looking for somebody to vote for. Most of them don't like Joe Biden very well.
Well, that's the problem. Joe Biden's got so low ratings. He's made so many blunders and public embarrassing statements.
Yeah.
And Robert F. Kennedy, again, he has that speech impediment issue. It makes it difficult for some to support him because, you know, often people don't think very deeply. But policy-wise, he's tearing apart Biden and is an incredibly important competitor in a Democratic process.
Yeah.
But think about this, Al. So how I do not understand what the strategy is behind denying it, because what happens if Kennedy gets assassinated?
Yeah.
Where would that blood be? It would be directly on the Biden administration. And so it makes you wonder one of two things. One, they don't want to give RFK credibility that he would get Secret Service protection. Although the policy is basically with over 15% of polling numbers, and it looks like he has over that.
Right.
So that's interesting. That may be one policy. The other one is, well, just in case he gets too far ahead, maybe somebody takes him out. Which I pray that's not the case. But you have to ask questions why they would not be willing to do this. Why? And oh, by the way, according to Robert Kennedy Jr., his team had been discussing with the Secret Service, and the Secret Service was prepared to put an 8-man team on his campaign trail with him until the Biden White House denied it.
Boy, isn't that interesting. What a nice guy we got for president of the U.S., right?
Oh, my gosh. And he continually makes these incredible statements, like out and out lies, fabrications about his own life, about things that are happening out there. And the latest one today, he was screaming at a press conference telling people to show them that they haven't accomplished, or they've done everything they said they were going to do, and you better, someone show me that we didn't achieve what we wanted to do. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, so you wanted to get kill 13, 12 Marines and a soldier as you're evacuating Afghanistan, leaving after 20 years and giving it back to the same people we took it from. You're really proud of the border and 7 to 8 million illegal immigrants that have crossed the border. You're really proud of the economy with inflation that continues to undermine the people. I'm just like, what is this guy thinking? And why do people still? This is what I can't believe. Why do people still believe what he says and repeat what he says?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something interesting. Was watching Fox last week. And Biden's campaign manager, who is an elected politician representing, I can't think of the state, maybe you got it.
I don't remember.
Somewhere around Delaware, okay? But anyway, yeah. This man stood there and basically repeated again. That Biden has done a phenomenal job in terms of accomplishment, and he just rattled them off one after the other. Now, the border issue certainly wasn't one of the ones that he wrapped off. The economy certainly wasn't one of the ones that he, threw out there. But he was incredibly, somebody who had very little acumen in politics would look at this guy, would look at his credentials, and they would say, all right, I'll take his word for it. But it's just it's absolutely abysmal, Jim. And what's going to be more abysmal is if Biden's there for a second term, in my opinion.
Yeah, that would be absolutely devastating to the country. But you can't count it out, because the way the votes are counted is what matters, not who votes.
Right.
And what we've seen with the abuse of the law enforcement Department of Justice against his political opposition, primary political opposition. But here's some of the issues that they are touting. The Biden administration talks about getting the infrastructure bill passed. The infrastructure bill was a Green New Deal type policy that paid off constituents and small groups that they would be able to continue to support the party. It paid off labor union leaders, though it undermined labor union members' jobs. That's one of the things that they claim. They talk about jobs creation, but when you actually look back at the facts, they talk about 5 million plus jobs. That's actually including the return of jobs after the COVID lockdown, and so many people lost their jobs. So if you go apples to apples from the same period of time from the Trump presidency and the number of jobs created to the Biden presidency with the number of jobs created, taking out that massive return of people to work because of the COVID lockdowns, Trump does much better and produced a couple million more jobs than Joe Biden did in his first 3 years in office. So basically, they're manipulating information, lying to the American public, and praying that no one calls them out. And that actually shows how little respect they have for their own constituency, because they aren't willing to tell the truth. They think that their people are dumb enough to believe them. And unfortunately, in many cases, they're right.
Well, I'm sure not getting any valid arguments for President Biden around my neighborhood. I have to say that people just believe it, and they blindly believe everything, and I don't get it, Jim.
Yeah, I know it's hard to psychologically understand what's happening, but as this mass formation psychosis, what they used to push people into fear over the COVID issues, I think that spread to the political world, because they claim that Trump is the tyrant and the potential authoritarian taking control of Hitler.
And we're going to be right back, you guys, for the wrap-up. Stick around.